USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A tweet from President Trump suggesting progress is being made in gaining the release of three Americans who've been held in North Korea. In that tweet yesterday, the president says the past administration had, quote, long been demanding three hostages be released from a North Korean labor camp to no avail. He adds, stay tuned. The tweet follows reports the three men have been moved from a labor camp to a hotel near the North Korean capital. There's been another incident involving a Southwest Airlines plane and a window, which in this case cracked in mid-flight.
It just sounded like a really loud pop.
The flight from Chicago to Newark diverted to Cleveland and landed safely.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. The NRA kicking off its annual convention in Dallas today. President Trump will be addressing the gun rights group on Friday when Vice President Mike Pence is also to speak at the meeting. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
At least five police officers are injured when a house explodes in Connecticut last night. SWAT team members had surrounded the home in North Haven after a domestic situation led to a barricade situation. The suspect in that situation, believed to have detonated a bomb in the home's backyard, he remains on the loose. Today is the National Day of Prayer, and many religious leaders say we could certainly use it right now. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Millions of Americans across all 50 states will be gathering in churches, local businesses, the steps of city halls, in schools, neighborhoods, in public gathering places for a day of public prayer for America. In one voice, they will lift a single request to God, unity in America. Dr. Ronnie Floyd, the president of the National Day of Prayer, said, "We are living through a crucial time in our country's history. Division rages. Hate and vitriolic language are loud."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Now on the Trump legal team, Rudy Giuliani says President Trump paid back lawyer Michael Cohen for the $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. That does contradict statements that President Trump made that he was not aware of the payment and didn't know where Cohen got the money. In an interview on Fox News Hannity last night, Giuliani said the payment was, quote, perfectly legal because it was not campaign money. The former New York City mayor and former federal prosecutor recently did join the Trump legal team. That is Daniels' claim. She was paid that money by Cohen to keep quiet about an alleged affair with Donald Trump years ago. When asked if President Trump knew about the payment, Giuliani said he knew about the, quote, general arrangement, but did not know the specifics. As many as 9 crew members that were aboard a Puerto Rico Air National Guard cargo plane have been killed when it crashed on a highway in Georgia yesterday afternoon. An Air Guard spokesman saying the C-130 Hercules cargo plane was carrying the members of the Puerto Rican National Guard when it crashed during a training exercise on Highway 21. And a man accused of trying to extort comedian Kevin Hart is facing charges. 41-year-old Jonathan Jackson jailed in L.A. on $35,000 bail. He had threatened last year to leak a tape showing the married Hart carousing with a woman in Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.